Well, one piece of good news is still a lot of progress in the vaccine space. A lot of focus there. A lot of new companies announcing what their platforms are going to look like and what their testing plans are going to look like, and a lot of options. And so I think it's going to be an unusual for situation for an emerging virus that we're actually going to have. Situation where there might be multiple vaccines to choose from. And so that's going to be exciting. So that's great to see. I'm so glad that this space ended up being one where multiple options were being pursued at the same time, because we're seeing multiple promising leads start to come out. So that's great. The other thing that, which is kind of more of a softer thing that I'm feeling very positive about this week is, there's been a lot of, the summer's been a lot of talk about how different things are going to happen and different mitigation strategies, different ways of protecting people. And we're starting to see a lot of them be implemented. I'm starting to see actually details around a lot of plans, and I'm liking what I'm seeing. And so I think I'm feeling more positive about our ability to sort of repattern our spaces and our activities in ways that make things safer this winter. So I think we're positioning ourselves in a good way.
What is the bad news?
The rest of the country, if you leave Michigan, there's a lot of bad news out there. The rest of the country continuing to go up in a lot of places. A lot of national websites have most of the country at like a red sort of high, very high type of a level. What that means for us here is that the things like supply chains that are impacted by not just what happens in Michigan, but happens other places, are going to start to impact us here. So a lot of these companies that do testing, they're national companies. And so we really have to spread our capacity with everything that's going on elsewhere in the country. So that's something that I'm concerned about this week.
What, especially here in Michigan, is the trajectory of cases?
So we seem to have cooled off here. So there were definitely some rises in the middle of the month, that things definitely picking up, and that increase has seemed to slow down. It might even be starting to indicate that we're coming down from that sort of second tick up that we've been seeing. And so the signals are potentially positive here in Michigan. There's a lot of signals giving us a lot of different bits of information, but it generally looks positive when you look across the board.
What's something we should be keeping our eyes out for in this coming week?
I think just continuing to watch and see, I'm hoping things continue to go down around Michigan, but I'm really looking carefully at these testing infrastructure numbers. And this is one of those things where, epidemiologists throw around all these different numbers all the time. But the idea of percent positivity, it gets impacted by things like testing infrastructure. And so I'm watching for trends in percent positivity over the next week to sort of see if we see any signals there, to see if that starts going up anywhere.
Emily, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.